I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. Save the whales, a slogan that helped launch a movement decades ago, but it's still relevant today. Some whale species are doing well now, but others are definitely not. And there's one that scientists are especially worried about. It's the North Atlantic right whale. There are only 430 of them left, and over the past year, a record 18 have died. Meanwhile, there have been zero births. At this rate, scientists think the species could be extinct within just 6 years. Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo is the director of the Right Whale Ecology Program at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown, Massachusetts, out on Cape Cod. So what's happening here, Dr. Mayo? Why has there been such a drop in the right whale population?
The story is just a simple one of arithmetic. The mortalities that you've just mentioned are going up, and the births, at least so far this year, seem to be way down. And the story in that respect is one that adds to a long-standing concern about the whale's future. If you have fewer births and higher mortalities, extinction is around the corner, and we'll hope it isn't happening, but it looks like a possibility.
Tell us a bit about the right whale. Where does it fit into all the whale species in terms of size, and they're all in the North Atlantic?
Well, no, there are three species of right whales. Here in the North Atlantic, the one that we're talking about, there's a North Pacific right whale that isn't very well understood. And then there is a southern right whale, which lives pretty much around the tips of the continents off of Antarctica. And that one is fairly numerous, although still considered endangered. These are animals of up to perhaps 60 feet in length. They're very broad, very wide animals, a huge layer of blubber, very oil-rich, which is what made them so important in early whaling. And they're plankton feeders. They feed very low in the ecosystem, which works great if you have plenty of plankton. But if the system is changing, the ocean is in a change, there's a great concern that these whales may not find the food they once had in large numbers.
Well, a few years ago, I understand, the right whale population, at least the population we're talking about, wasn't in such bad shape. What did change?
Well, some of it we know and some of it we don't know. It is not clear exactly why the reproductive rate of this population has been low and, in fact, is getting even lower. And the other part of it is that the mortality is going up because the whales are, especially this year, entering areas that are not well protected. And so they're being struck by ships and they're getting entangled in fishing gear.
Yeah, what happens when whales get tangled in those lines, and how big a problem is that?
Well, that is one of the great problems, maybe the main cause of mortality. The animals simply run into ropes and wrap themselves up in those ropes. Many of them actually get themselves out, but if the ropes are very heavy and the tangle is very bad, the whale may drag heavy gear, it's usually anchored gear, and they may drag that for up to many months, in some cases years.
What is it like to help free a whale that's gotten stuck? Because I know you've been part of many efforts to disentangle whales.
Well, you can imagine you're dealing with an animal of such power in its environment as we work from small boats. I recall too many of them, and many of them have been very intense. The ones I recall are the ones we failed on, right whales that were so severely entangled, animals that refused to let us get near them, one in particular up in Canadian waters, was an animal we went back to, I think, on four different occasions. Females are obviously very important to maintaining the population, and she was so severely wrapped up, we could not cut the last line, which was wrapped around her body and cutting into her. And eventually, after many efforts, she was last seen, a very sick animal off of New Jersey, barely able to swim. And shortly after, the telemetry, the satellite tag we had on her, dropped from sight, and she dropped into the deep ocean.
And that is so tragic.
That one was a very difficult one, and one that I remember because we didn't succeed. I think I remember those and some harrowing efforts better than I do even the ones we succeeded on. However, I think it's important to say that disentanglement is probably not the answer. We must find a way of helping the fishermen to keep these whales out of the tangles that they get in.
I know fishing line technology, like fishing line, has actually gotten stronger and better over the years. That must play into all of this in some way.
My family has been a fishing family here on Cape Cod since the 1600s, and they would in those days have greatly appreciated these lines that don't rot and that are very strong. But of course, if an animal gets tangled in it, then it will not rot off of the animal as they once did. I think the answer clearly for many of us is developing technology that allows the fishermen to have fixed gear fishing for crabs and lobsters and the like, but do so without ropes coming to the surface. If we can go ropeless, we will have the answer to at least this part of the story of mortality in right whales.
How much a role is climate change playing in the dropping population of right whales?
I wish we could know. As you know, climate change is here, and here particularly in the Gulf of Maine and Cape Cod Bay where we're working, and we know that it's having a big impact. But the problem we have is that trying to separate the natural variability in the ecosystem from the variability added by climate change is not an easy task. My sense is that some of the dramatic changes in where whales are going, and therefore where they're being exposed to risk in order to find their food, is probably influenced by climate change.
So you said your family's been in the fishing business on Cape Cod since the 1600s. So like Mayo Beach, that's your family?
Yes, right. That's part of my family, yeah.
So you basically stayed in the family business. A slight adjustment.
Well, yeah, you might say I'm the first of our family that did not make its living fishing. In large part, my family was mackerel fishermen, but they occasionally would bring a harpoon along and would harpoon right whales, of all things.
Wow.
And a few of the ancestors of the whales I'm looking at are here because my ancestors weren't a good shot, I guess.
Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo, director of the Right Whale Ecology Program at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Marco. I appreciate a chance to talk about this.